Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We've been studying from the book of Daniel, chapter 1, a lesson on the benefits of total abstinence, and particularly talked about how Daniel refused to drink the king's wine. Now, there's a couple of paragraphs I want to read before we get through with that lesson, and this was in the midst of the lesson. I'm going to go back and read this, and here's something that Elam noted. Right never fears investigation and a test. Strong drink does not produce fair countenances, health and strength of body, and vigor of mind. Young men in schools and colleges addicted to the use of tobacco are not capable as of high attainments as those who abstain from its use. Banks, railroads, stores, manufactories, etc. discriminate against boys and men given to strong drink. No young man ever lost a position because he did not use tobacco or whiskey, or because in every way controlled his appetites. And then the last paragraph in the Sunday school lesson. This lesson is designed to teach that, whenever in freedom or in captivity, he who pursues the right course and faithfully and firmly serves God will always be blessed. It is a woeful deception of sin to think that men must do wrong in order to prosper. When a man's ways please Jehovah, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 7. And that concludes that Sunday school lesson. And now we're going to the lesson that starts at the bottom of the page that I was looking at in this little Sunday school book. A Sunday school lesson that was prepared for the Sunday schools of May the 10th, 1925, titled Philip and the Ethiopian Treasurer. The text is found in Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 39. And we'll be reading that in just a moment. You may want to get your Bible and turn to Acts chapter 8, 26 through 39. While you're doing so, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Viola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and our teacher, coming to us by way of these old Sunday school lessons he wrote, is E. A. Elam. Now let's look at our lesson text. Acts chapter 8 and verse 26. But an angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza. The same is desert. And he arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was over all her treasure, who had come to Jerusalem for to worship. And he was returning and sitting in his chariot, and was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except someone guide me? And he besought Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of the scripture which he was reading was this: He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before his shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away. His generation who shall declare? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or of some other? And Philip opened his mouth, and beginning from this scripture, preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came to a certain water. And the eunuch saith, Behold, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they both went down into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Psalm 119, verses 130. The opening of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. The devotional reading is Isaiah chapter 53. Now this is the very passage that the eunuch was reading as he was going along in his chariot. Isaiah 53 reads like this. Who hath believed our message? And to whom hath the arm of Jehovah been revealed? For he grew up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form, nor comeliness. And when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected of man, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their face, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Isaiah 53 and verse 4, Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and Jehovah hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53 and verse 7. He was oppressed, yet when he was afflicted, he opened not his mouth. As a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and as a sheep that is before its shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And for his generation, who among them considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living? For the transgression of my people, to whom the stroke was due. And they made his grave with the wicked, and with a rich man in his death, although he had done no violence, neither was any deceit found in his mouth. Isaiah 53 and verse 10. Yet it pleased Jehovah to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of Jehovah shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied by the knowledge of himself. Shall my righteous servant justify many, and he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Because he poured out his soul unto death, and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Now let's look at the geographical note in this Sunday school lesson. We know that Samaria was in the middle section of Palestine, and the city of Samaria was its capital. Ethiopia was a country in South Africa, or in Africa south of Egypt. Recent thorough explorations of that country show that there was a Roman paved road leading from Jerusalem direct to Gaza. Some traces of it are still visible through the route. In the roughest part, it is impassable for vehicles. The road is laid down on the great map of Palestine made from the surveys of the Palestine Exploration Fund of Great Britain, and can be easily traced by anyone in possession of the map. The whole distance from the city to city is about 50 miles, and the direction from Jerusalem is nearly due southwest. This desert, to where he went, was not a barren waste. It's called desert because it was deserted by people. It was not an uninhabitable region, but they just weren't living there. They had deserted that region, and there was water there, enough for Philip and the eunuch to both go down into the water, baptize him in the water, and then come up out of the water. Now here's some helps and hints for the teachers. Emphasize again the fact that Acts of Apostles is a book of conversions. It shows how Christ was preached, what sinners were told to do to be saved, and how churches were started. It shows how the apostles carried out the Great Commission. It seems plain that all who desired to know the truth would begin with the apostles at Jerusalem and learn what they taught sinners to believe and to do to be saved, and how churches were set to work. And now we're come to the explanatory notes, and we begin with the persons, Acts 8, 26 through 28. But an angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, the same is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was over all her treasure, who had come to Jerusalem for to worship. And he was returning and sitting in his chariot and was reading the prophet Isaiah. In this case of conversion, all the agencies are employed that can be employed in one's conversion: the Lord, the angel, the Spirit, and Philip. The preacher, Philip, was at Samaria, and a man to be converted was 50 or 60 miles away, traveling back to his home, which is over 1,200 miles from Jerusalem. Candace was the queen at this time of Ethiopia. The eunuch was her treasurer, having in her kingdom great authority, and who was over all her treasure. He had been to Jerusalem to worship God under the law of Moses. This is all he knew. He was emasculated, and therefore he was not permitted to enter the Jewish court, that is, the assembly of Jehovah, Deuteronomy 23 and verse 1. But as a Gentile or stranger, he was allowed to worship God, Isaiah 56, 1 through 8. The Lord's way of converting this man is our next title, and we'll see what the Lord's way was. The way of the Lord when about converting this man should profoundly interest us all. God first was interested in his conversion and set in operation agencies to instruct him in the way of the Lord before he was aware of it. The first agency used was the angel. But where and to whom did the angel appear? Not to the man to be converted, but to the preacher, in order to send him to the man to be converted. But an angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, and he arose and went, verses 26 and 27. This is the part the angel performed in this conversion. Then he departed. It was not necessary for the eunuch even to know of the angel's visit to Philip. The good Lord also arranged matters in his providence that Philip reached the appointed place just in time to meet the person in whose behalf he had been sent. Somewhere along this road from Jerusalem to Gaza, not a great way from Jerusalem, Philip met with the eunuch. And we also see here the work of the Holy Spirit. Now, in looking at this, I'll read it. It's in verse 29. The Spirit said to Philip, Go near and join thyself to the chariot. I want you to note that Philip didn't go to the man needing converting. The Spirit went to the preacher, to Philip, and told him to join himself to the chariot. We're going to stop there and continue this in our next class session.